preparing to leave after an ordeal at the hands of the Gaddafi family that was as sickening as it was incomprehensible. Schweige Müller boards a specially chartered plane to fly to Malta for long-term treatment. A relief and happiness welling over as the plane took off. This is how we found the nanny to Colonel Gaddafi's grandchildren, lying on a mattress in an exclusive Gaddafi family beach resort. She told us Colonel Gaddafi's daughter-in-law Aileen poured boiling water over her head simply because she wouldn't beat their toddler to stop her crying. As her plane touched down at the international airport in Malta, she was entering a different world. Flowers and the sort of welcome accorded to visiting presidents. The Maltese Prime Minister has been personally touched by her story and has offered her long-term asylum and all the care she needs. We rode in the ambulance as she made the last leg of the journey to a state-of-the-art hospital. She says, "I feel relaxed. It was a little bit scary there, but now I am relaxed." And that's in part thanks to the compassion of the head nurse, Mary Bezina.
Now the plastic, burns and plastic surgeon is waiting for her at the emergency department at Mater Dei Hospital. So we start from there.
After 1 year, Schweige's nightmare in Tripoli is over. She's arriving here in Malta to world-class treatment, in stark contrast to the awful suffering she's endured in Libya. Dan Rivers, CNN, Malta.